What's up? Thank you for tuning in to Lady Peaches. What's up? What's up, y'all? Well, you know, the coronavirus is still going on. Now it is now mandatory that we wear a mask. And I just would like to say hello. This is the second season, the middle of the second season for the podcast. And I think the last time I talked to you guys, it was the Juneteenth going on. Well, so much and so forth has happened. Y'all check out that new Jacquees, workout, something like that. But it's cool. I like it. But whatever the name is, the Jacquees, it's a new song, and I like it so much with Chris Brown or whatever. Also, we have our death toll here has risen of the coronavirus. They say there are 200 dying a day. So, you guys, please wear your mask. Make sure you get your children your mask. What's up? I want to talk about the way, I'm going to say life, the way life is, how I see young girls are in love with older men, and older men are in love with younger girls. And then I see the younger guys in love with the older women, and the older women are falling in love with younger guys. It's like the ages are not matching up. Well, me, myself, and I, you know, I've spoke on this once on one of the podcast shows I did, was how some of the guys I dated, older men, were always looking for what I can do for them. I was giving gifts on birthdays, Christmas, and then I wasn't receiving on my birthday and my gift on my own. You know, on Christmas, and I would throw them parties, and they'll make sure don't nobody come to my parties, you know. And it was like, I went from the one he loved to the one he used. And let me tell you, girl, and guys, now, a few of my exes, I found out that, and they'd be like, girl, y'all was so happy together, y'all, but you don't know what's going on the inside, because the face in public might be different. So, you know, you have a public face and you have a inside face. And sometimes the inside face can be happy, joyful, stressful, sadful, hurtful, revengeful, lustful, and all that. So, anyway, I woke up why he was having sex with whom I thought his best friend. And then his best friend's family kept saying, this is our brother, this is our brother. And like, they were giving me hints and I was not taking hints. So not only did I thought I was crazy, so I pinched myself. And they were really, really in love. Like, his eyes was closed and he was the receiver and the other one was the giver. And, you know, that happened on forth and so on. So the other day they were talking, and so he said, so you want to go jet skiing again? And I'm like, jet skiing? I ain't never been jet skiing. I'm lame to the term. he was asking him, did he want to go have some more sex? Don't you like this ass? Like, because he was doing something for me. But I was paying him and he was fixing up my car or whatever. So I just was like, you know, and his friends, and I'm like, y'all don't hear this shit? You know, like, this nigga's jealous of me, dude. So anyway, I guess his friends had caught on to what was being said or whatever. And, you know, I didn't even know jet skiing meant what it was. Well, I don't like the word gay. I have people who like the same sex friends and cousins and relatives, and we get along just perfect. I just don't like when, like, situations like that, when you involve an innocent bystander into your circle, knowing that you are risking yourself and your partner's self with HIV, and clearly they were not wearing a condom. And I'm just saying, why interfere somebody, an innocent person or an innocent bystander? You could be giving them a sexual transmitted disease because you're confused on what you like. So I feel like you should put the opposite sex on a hold if you're liking the same sex, because you can experience something, and just like the corona, you can have it and not know you got it. And you can go give it to somebody else not knowing that you're giving it to them. So, like, I'm just saying, I don't like when people who like the same sex involve innocent people in their circle and not tell them the truth about them, and they're trying to still figure themselves out. The DLs. That back then in my days, we used to call them down low. They call them something that's totally different now. Well, my word for them is the confused ones. They don't know if they want male or female parts in the midst of making love. So anyway, when it happened to me, it was a guy I really trusted, and they were so hardcore, like they had game of games, and they OGs, and they had MFs. You'd have never thought if you wasn't there in that room that day. And what was so funny was they tried to deny it at first, and I finally let them know, like, hey, your brother woke me up so I could see what was going on. He seen it too. And it was actually the next day his brother moved out. He said he couldn't take it no more. After that, it was over with. But then I broke up with the guy, and he was still trying to keep me as the side, because he was confused, like he liked both. Well, if you gonna do that and all that, you need a doll. You can't give a doll nothing. You can wipe it right off and rinse it off. You need a sex doll with a punene. And this episode is not for kids. So kids, please cover your ears. Cover your children's ears. Don't listen to this episode with children. But anyway, that was just my little experience. And then, like, I had the ex before that. He was also dipping and dabbing into the force of the jet skiers. So the jet skiers need to not involve themselves with innocent bystanders. But what was so funny was women was checking me about, he love me, and girl, he don't love you, he don't love me, no baby, he love whoop-de-woo, you know that homeboy keep coming over there, he don't love me, I you, he love the homie. But anyway, you just gotta make sure, and at the point, at this time, me and this guy was engaged, and the other guy was actually the one that was breaking up the engagement, and he was the other guy was also breaking up the relationship and bringing them girls over so he can sleep with girls and taking them out. You know, they was doing double dates and dating and stuff until we broke up. And now, you know, I guess the other guy is ready to come out the closet, and the ex dude is trying to keep it on low. So anyway, I even seen him shake on it, so I knew dude was finna be in love. I just got out myself out the situation safely, and thank God and bless God that I wasn't HIV nothing. In the name of Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior. But I'm just telling you guys, I realized that jet skiing meant two men having anal sex. So be careful what you sleep with. Make sure you know where your dick is going. If it's yours. And make sure the homie is just a homie. So, like I said, be careful. It's crazy stuff going on, and you never know. Half of these men are jet skiers. And they be the hardcore ones, like you say. But this is Lady Peaches, what's up? Give me your opinion. Let's talk about it. Hey, let's talk about it. But you remember I released my song Dirty Ass Bitch on one of the podcasts. Please check it out. I also, since you guys been gone, also released a Come On video. So make sure you go and tune in and check out my video on Facebook, YouTube. It's really on Google. So you can also find it on Google. And it's called Come On. It's also a part of the Real album. So please go download my album, like it, love it. $14.99 is not gonna hurt you. It's only one time. You have a song for life. But anyway, enjoy your day and your night, and beware of jet skiers. Like I said, give a shout out to Jacquees and his new, and Chris Brown and their new song. Check it out. It's lit. It's the shit. This is Lady Peaches. What's up? Thank you for staying in tune. Welcome back. This is the middle of the second season, and we're starting back up. Lady Peaches. What's up? Hey, what's up?